Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A trip to Israel will transform the way that you read and study God's Word, especially when you put the Bible into context. We're going to talk about that with Richard Liverance, who serves as the Western Regional Marketing Director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism in Los Angeles, California. He's also served as a pastor for 25 years. He has degrees in Bible theology and archaeology and Near Eastern studies from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. You go to Israel and you see the things that you read about, and it just totally transforms the way you read God's Word, because then you understand the geography and the landscape, and then you put together the culture and the history, and it just transforms the way you read God's Word.
Yeah, you know, that's an important point, John, because there is a geographical context to the text of Scripture that we miss. We try to get it through studying Bible atlases that are great. You know, I love maps. I've always loved maps, and we learn a lot from them. But the geographical context, in my opinion, can only be experienced and truly understood by being there in the land and seeing it. You know, when the Scriptures talk about going up to Jerusalem, or the whole issue of walking through the desert and all of the desert imagery that comes out to us in so many passages in the Old Testament, particularly in the wilderness wanderings of the people of Israel, in the Exodus story, all of this, you learn so much, and the geographical context of the Scripture brings out to us a depth of meaning that I think can only be experienced when you're in the land.
You know, what's amazing when you think about Psalm 23, though I, you know, walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and, you know, talking about all of that and just being out in this place where this psalm is talking about, and streams of living water, and we get this picture in our mind that this is just a lush and beautiful place, and it's just, you know, but it's really, there's barrenness, and water is really hard to find there, and yet God comes in and he says, hey, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to be with you, even in the wilderness, even in those valleys that you're in, and I'm going to provide water. You know, you may not see the water, but I'm going to provide the water you need. All these images and things that you read from the Scriptures really come to life. It's amazing.
I took a group to outside of Bethlehem. There's an historic site there called the Herodion, and maybe many people listening may have been there. What the Israel Antiquities Authority have done to that place recently is extraordinary. This is a former palace of King Herod. And he actually built the mountain up and then built his palace on top, which gives you a little insight into King Herod, I think. But the extraordinary finds there, I mean, just amazing, beautiful, not only architecture is interesting, but beautiful artwork that you find there and some other things. But I was up there with a group not too long ago, and we stood on the Herodion. From the Herodion, you can see all of the region around Bethlehem. You can see the town of Bethlehem. I always thought, this is a little side issue, I always thought that's probably where King Herod sent out the soldiers to slaughter the children of Bethlehem at the birth of Christ. He probably was sitting at that, on a high point in his palace, watching his soldiers race across the desert to Bethlehem for that. I could just imagine that. But what I brought out to this group was, you know, look at the land around here. You get a real sense of where David shepherded. It's almost desert-like. It is a wilderness. It's the Judean wilderness. But you have little clumps of grass here, little clumps of grass there. And when in Psalm 23, when David brings that out, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you're getting us, again, this image of dry, rocky terrain, desert terrain. But out of that comes an abundance, enough to feed flocks. And it's just a little bit here and a little bit there. If you're ever there in the springtime, my favorite time to be in Israel is March, April, because it's just extraordinary. Because even down in the Judean desert, it's dry, but you've got beautiful little purple flowers coming up here and little clumps of grass. That's where David laid down and the Lord provided for him. That's the kind of image we get when we're in the land of Israel of the text of Scripture. It helps us unlock Psalm 23 and so many other passages.
If you're thinking about traveling to Israel, a great place to start is holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. You're going to find a lot of great videos there that will take you to the land of Israel and so much more. Holyland.israel.travel. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening. Get a podcast of the show at afr.net.